Proclamation number 6686 of 8th of November, 1956. Fateful Earth Run. Terrible happenings. However your earthly life may turn out, it is determined by my will. And this shall always be your comfort and give you hope that you will be faithfully guided through all dangers of body and soul. Everyone has to travel his earthly path according to my eternal plan, for I know and have known since eternity what every person's will is like, and his earthly path, his destiny, is determined according to this will. Yet everyone can move in complete freedom of will and make use of everything that comes upon him to mature his soul or even leave it completely unnoticed. But everyone also bears the consequences of his life on earth himself. Anyone who voluntarily entrusts himself to me in my care need not fear failure, for my love will constantly draw him upwards. And only in this way will you have to evaluate or pay attention to everything the coming time will bring you. Everything will be for the best for you who have found me, who want to be mine and strive to reach the aim for the purpose of which you are allowed to live on earth. For I truly take care of your fate. After all, I want you to attain life which lasts forever, and that you can dwell in bliss in my vicinity if you surrender this earthly life and leave your soul to the earthly body. I myself want to win you, thus I will also do everything that contributes towards this. But much will still happen on earth which seems incomprehensible to you as long as you only look at it with earthly eyes. But it cannot remain undone because there is no longer any delay of the end. Because the time until the end is so short that it requires the use of means which I certainly recognize as beneficial but which often make you doubt the love of a God. And yet, it is love, for you humans don't know the danger you are in, and one day you will sincerely thank me for having found your way to me in this great adversity and allowed me to save you from falling into the abyss, from being banished again from the creations of earth. One day you will thank me, but it will still be incomprehensible to you because you don't know God's love and mercy. Because you are unable to recognize it in the events which will still cause turmoil among all people. But if you could see the profound darkness which is spread across the earth, and if you could look into the depths of the beyond to see how the dark forces constantly radiate their influence on the inhabitants of earth and how willingly they obey them, you would truly want to put an end to the activity of these beings yourselves and help to release the individual souls from their control. And therefore I have to use means of force which disempower their activity. I have to do everything in order to only induce people to call to me for help. Because then the danger will also be averted. Because then the soul will safely escape the power of those forces, even if it means the human being's death. What does the body and its fate mean if the soul is saved, if it can emerge from it in order to be guided into the beyond by beings willing to help, where countless hands willing to help will stretch out towards it again and help it upwards? Hell rages. Satan rages and the world experiences terrible things. But you, who are mine, you know about my love, which is meant for every single soul. And you should firmly build on and trust in this love which embraces all of you, my living creations, for it will not let you get lost, it will protect you spiritually and physically, as my wisdom has recognized as beneficial for you. Amen.